We will be speaking with Rich and Bob in just a second here to start off Friday's second hour. And they are down in Virginia, where Josh Mack, former Maine football player, is going to see some of his teammates, hopefully looking up at them very quite a bit of the time. And we're going to get the game plan right now, even though there's no frozen tundra in Lynchburg. It's good to talk to you. Hello, Rich.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. We are indeed here in Lynchburg, where the Black Bears get set to play their second FBS game of the season. The 2-4 Black Bears against the 4-2 Liberty Flames. And Bob, this Liberty team coming off a bye week, but playing pretty well, riding a nice win streak.
Yeah, after starting their season with two losses, they've got four straight wins, Rich, and they're really starting to get a balanced attack, more of a ground game to go with a good passing attack.
And, of course, one of the leaders in that ground game, a guy that Maine knows very well, former Black Bear running back Joshua Mack.
Yeah, Josh Mack has 360 yards. He's their leading rusher, and he had a real big game against New Mexico State in their last game. He had 177 all-purpose yards and rushed for 113 yards and scored the winning touchdown in the fourth quarter.
This Liberty team, a newcomer, relative newcomer to the FBS ranks. They were an FCS team for a lot of years. And this is actually the second meeting between Maine and Liberty. It's been a while, and a pretty interesting story behind the last time they played.
Well, right, Rich. Maine defeated Liberty in 1992, 42-20. And in that game, Maine had five interceptions, three of which they returned for touchdowns. And Liberty returned a fumble 68 yards for a touchdown. Kirk Ferentz was coaching for Maine. And Sam Ratigliano was coaching for Liberty. He went on to coach with the Cleveland Browns as the head coach.
All right, let's talk about the path to get them here. We mentioned Liberty four straight wins, a bye week last week. The Black Bears struggled, although it's very interesting talking to Nick Charlton at the airport before we caught the flight today, and he was saying a lot of the things that we hoped to do last week, we did. Maine wanted to shut down the run. They did that. They wanted to establish a ground game. That was very successful, but Maine couldn't get it in the end zone and then couldn't stop from allowing big plays. The biggest one coming right after Maine had taken the lead on an 87-yard touchdown pass from Joe Fagnano to Andre Miller.
Yeah, and then Keiston Fuller caught a 66-yard touchdown pass for Richmond. But you're right, Rich. Maine had 208 yards rushing. Maine held Richmond to 69 yards on the ground. And Maine did a pretty good job for most of the game, kind of controlling the turnovers and managing the game. But Richmond caught fire a little bit in the second half, not only with that big play, but they had 65 yards passing in the first half and 161 yards passing in the second half. And Joe Mancuso, their quarterback, threw for a touchdown and ran for two touchdowns. He was a difference maker.
Well, let's look at the game that's coming up tomorrow, and let's start with Maine's defense. And the good news is they won't have to face off against a dual-threat quarterback for seemingly the first time all season.
Right. Stephen Calvert is a very good quarterback, but not a dual-threat guy. 135 rushes for negative 422 yards over his career.
As far as their offense goes, they've got a pretty good-sized offensive line. Mike Ryan, Maine's defensive coordinator, said it was pretty similar to Georgia Southern's O-line.
Yeah, they averaged 6'4", 306 pounds, Rich. And collectively, the group of five has 108 career starts. So a lot of experience and real good size there. They've got a real good quarterback who can throw the ball, probably as well as Maine will see all year. Stephen Calvert has thrown the ball for 9,931 yards and a school record 75 touchdowns. If he gets his feet set in the pocket and he's got a clean pocket, he can pick you apart.
And they've got a receiver that the Maine coaches think may be the best offensive player the Black Bears will face all season.
Yeah, that would be Antonio Gandy Golden, a 6'4", 220-pound senior out of Dallas, Georgia. Rich, over his career, 195 receptions for 3,146 yards and 28 touchdowns. This year, he's put up 728 receiving yards, second best in FBS football to date.
And they want to throw the ball, especially in third down situations, they like to put it in the air. But they do have another good running back to go with Josh Mack in the senior from right here in Lynchburg, Frankie Hickson.
Yeah, and Hickson's had a good career, 2,177 rushing yards, 20 touchdowns over his career. This year he's got 320 yards rushing and three touchdowns. He's a breakaway guy. If he gets a crease, he can take it all the way for a touchdown. So Maine's got to tackle him well because he's powerful. He's only 5'8", but he's 190 pounds, so he can pack a powerful punch.
So Maine's defense been getting burned by some big plays throughout the course of the season, facing a dangerous guy in Gandy Golden. Might we see some changes defensively for the Black Bears?
Maine may not play as much of that press man coverage. They may back off a little bit more, mix things up a little bit. I think they're aware of the fact that they've got to be disciplined and they've got to communicate well. That was one of the problems last week when they gave up the big play. Defensive backs, as people go in motion, have got to communicate so there's no blown coverages.
And Maine will also be without the services of Manny Patterson for the first half of tomorrow's game.
Yeah, and that's obviously a huge loss for Maine because likely he would have been matched up on their best receiver for the entire game, now only for a half. And hopefully when he comes in, you know, he can take advantage of the situation and really play well for that half. But it's a big loss not to have him in there in that first half, particularly against a guy like Gandy Golden.
And that's a result of a targeting penalty called in the second half of the game last week. Bob Lucy joining us here on the game plan on Downtown. And let's take a look at Maine's offense and a first career start for a true freshman quarterback that we have been so impressed with from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Joe Fagnano came in when Chris Ferguson got hurt last week, and he acquitted himself quite well.
He really did, Rich. He was 10 of 16 for 157 yards and a touchdown. Did throw that one pick at the end of the game. But the biggest difference was his ability to make plays with his feet. 13 rushes for 55 yards, average 4.2 yards per carry. He's a guy that is a dual-threat quarterback. And when you keep running that zone inside, and the quarterback's faking, but no one's ever really honoring that because he never runs, that's a problem. Now they've got to honor Fagnano on that fake because he's shown that he can really make plays with his feet. I think Maine has been game planning all week now around his skill set, and they're going to be able to use him in a number of different ways in their running game, but also as a sprint-out quarterback, a guy that can climb the pocket, a guy that can escape the pocket, a guy that may be very dangerous with run-pass options as he's got somebody in the flat, somebody dragging across the field on layer routes, and you're not sure whether he's going to throw it or take the ball and run it himself. That puts a lot of pressure on a defense.
And they put some plays in just for him this week that Liberty will not have seen on any game films yet.
Yeah, they have. This is a guy that has got great confidence. He's got good poise. Nothing is too big for him. The moment is not too big. I think he's going to play well. I'm interested to see how he handles this situation at Liberty tomorrow. Coaches say that he's been very confident all week in practice and very committed. You know, he's a student of the game. He studies up. He watches film, and he's excited about this opportunity. We're excited to see what he can do tomorrow.
And this is a Liberty defense that struggled throughout the first six games of the season to stop the run game.
Yeah, they're allowing 212 yards per game on the ground, seven rushing touchdowns, and 5.1 yards per rush. And against University of Louisiana Lafayette, they gave up 407 yards on the ground to them. So I would think that that would be an area that Maine would target and try to get their ground game going and control clock. Against these FBS teams, you really want to limit their positions. They've got skill guys and a lot of depth, and oftentimes their offenses, as we've seen, are ticking time bombs. The formula for Maine to win these games is they've got to run the ball and control the clock. And I'll give you a stat. Over the last two wins by Maine, they have outrushed their opponents 389 to 106, and they have had over 35 minutes in time of possession. That's the game plan to try to get a win tomorrow.
And then defensively, would be great to see them force some turnovers. Hard to believe six games in, the Black Bears with one interception and no fumble recoveries.
Well, it's awful hard to believe. Again, this is a team that had 31 forced turnovers last year. 18 of those were interceptions, and they've got no interceptions after six games. Rich, I think the key to that is to continue to attack on the snap and get pressure on the pocket. You know, force bad throws, force throws off the back foot of the quarterback, you know, get that swarm tackling and try to get a collision that will separate a running back or a receiver from the ball. Those things kind of happen by themselves, but they usually happen with pressure and the defense dictating to the offense what they're going to be able to do and what they're not going to be able to do, not allowing them to get in a rhythm.
Well, it's an interesting game on a lot of respects for Maine, because after last week's loss, I think many people have written off the Black Bears and their hopes for the playoffs. Kind of a no-lose situation tomorrow. Maine not expected to win against an FBS opponent, but if you get a win tomorrow, it opens some eyes. Maybe you get back into that conversation, because I think, truth be told, if Maine were to run the table, now that's carrying it out to an extreme, but a Maine team that ends up 8-4 with a six-game winning streak, I think would be a hard team to keep out of the playoffs.
I would agree with that, Rich, but again, it's kind of that one game at a time mode, and I think it needs to start with Maine getting confidence on both sides of the ball. Defensively, confidence that they can stop somebody's running game and they can really do a better job on giving up big plays. They've given up 28 touchdowns of 43 yards or more since the beginning of the 2015 season, including four this year in the last five games. So they need to minimize those mistakes, and they've also got to do a good job playing clean tomorrow. They can't get a lot of penalties. A penalty took back a touchdown last week against Richmond. They had 64 yards in penalties. They've got to play clean and mistake-free football, but they have the talent, Rich. I think this is going to be an interesting matchup. I'm just looking at things. University of Louisiana Lafayette beat Liberty 35-14. And then they beat Georgia Southern 37-24. So when you look at some of the scores and you look at some of the stats, I think this is a game Maine can be very competitive in. And if they can get themselves into a second half, fourth quarter type game, they've got a good chance.
All right, it's a 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night for Maine and Liberty. We're looking forward to it. That's the game plan from here in Lynchburg. Now, Bruce, back to you and Kerry.
Hey, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Bob. As always, those Black Bear reports are brought to you by a group of very dedicated sponsors. Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. Check them out at BennettAutoCenter.com. From Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street, right on the Bangor waterfront. From ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And from Creative Print Services for all your printing needs at 5 Dowd Road in Bangor.